Amazon and European countries have been feuding over taxes, and it looks like Amazon has lost the battle. The company is no longer funneling its European sales through Luxembourg, which has famously low taxes. This change could cost Amazon billions of dollars, but it could also curb criticism amid EU investigations into how Amazon and other American companies pay taxes in Europe. For a closer look at the issue, we're joined from New York by Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi On Target on Al Jazeera America. Ali, can you explain Amazon's old taxpaying strategy?
Here's the issue. Amazon says it has a European headquarters, and the European headquarters is in Luxembourg. But it so happens that Amazon has an agreement with Luxembourg to pay lower taxes on income generated in Europe. Now, what European countries are saying is that this is unfair. So the UK has passed a law, it went into effect in April, that says if you do business in the United Kingdom, but you route those profits through another country, in this case Luxembourg, then you are not only going to pay those taxes in Great Britain, but you are going to pay a 25% punitive tax for avoiding those taxes. Now, Amazon says it wasn't attempting to dodge taxes, but the net result is that Amazon has decided that it is, in fact, going to route those taxes through the United Kingdom. It started doing it in Italy and in Spain, effective immediately.
Okay, so Amazon was pretty much pressured into this. How much is it going to cost the company?
Well, in 2013, Amazon paid taxes on about $700 million worth of sales in the UK, but it apparently did about $7 billion worth of sales, so about 10 times what it reported. Now, that would be routing about 90% of its business through Luxembourg or other countries. The tax saving on that would have been upward of $70 million that Amazon saved in 2013 alone.
How important, how lucrative is the European market to Amazon, especially compared to the U.S.?
Well, it's a big deal. It's not anywhere near what it is in the United States. But remember that the United States is what you would call a saturated market. There are people, I'm one of them, that does probably the majority of their shopping online. Europe is a slightly less mature market. So for Amazon and particularly for Google, which is doing a lot of business in Europe now, these are big growth markets. On the other hand, Europe is stagnating. It has not seen real growth since the recession. They are trying to get more business friendly in Europe, but basically the position that the UK has taken is to say, we'll be friendly for business. We'll even charge you lower tax rates, but you can't be dishonest. You can't cheat. It's unclear who's going to change what laws, but it is clear that the pressure is on these tech companies to change the way they do business, pay taxes in the countries where they do business, and that'll make the Europeans happy.
And will consumers be happy, customers like you or Amazon customers be happy? Because presumably Amazon's going to have to make up the money that it's losing on paying increased taxes. It's going to have to make it up somehow.
It's unclear how this affects the consumer. Does Amazon just say, all right, well, this was good while it lasted. We're just going to take lower profits. Or are they going to somehow increase their prices? That's yet to be determined. But this is going to unfold very quickly because this law in the UK is now in place and the tech companies are going to start to implement it everywhere they are.
Ali Velshi hosts Ali Velshi On Target on Al Jazeera America. Nice to talk to you, Ali.
Always a pleasure.